I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Like a lot of cities in the U.S. and across the globe, we've got a bike share program here in Boston. It's high profile, has big money corporate sponsorship, and a marketing campaign behind it. In spirit, it's practically the diametric opposite of the original bike share concept. My BBC colleague Janet Ball takes us back to 1960s Amsterdam.
In 1965, the Dutch Provo movement was formed in Amsterdam. It was a playful anarchist group which used non-violent but theatrical protests to bait the police and push its anti-establishment, anti-royal, anti-consumer agenda. One of its members, 30-year-old industrial engineer Luud Schimmelpennink, was determined to find a solution to Amsterdam's rising traffic congestion and pollution levels.
The 60s is still a point that things were changing. It was in the same time that things like this happened.
The Provos published a magazine, and in one of their first editions, Luud announced a revolutionary idea to cut car usage, paint a collection of bikes white, leave them around the city, and let people use them for free. But at first, they didn't have a lot of bikes.
I think it must be about 10 bikes. And the bikes go out in the town and the police take them away because they were against the anarchist Provo movement. They were gone very, very fast. And when you look, what was the white bike? It was only an article in a small magazine and a few bikes painted white.
But the white bike had been born and had caught the public's imagination in the Netherlands and worldwide. The English rock band Tomorrow wrote a song dedicated to them, and soon reporters from around the world interviewed Luud about the idea, much to his neighbours' consternation.
There were people around my home say, OK, what is that to do? Every time there are television stations running on your step, sometimes from Japan, sometimes from United States, sometimes from England. But there was a lot of interest in the things we were doing.
There was only 10 bikes at first. And yet,
yes,
you can Google white bikes now and you see lots of articles, lots of references. Well, you can even see John Lennon and Yoko Ono stood by one. How did that happen?
It was very easy. She were in Amsterdam in the hotel, staying in their bed, and somebody brought in the white bike and they make pictures of it. Yeah, they like to support the white bike.
And this was during their famous bed-in protest for peace.
Yes.
They were holding it while they were in their honeymoon in Amsterdam, is that right?
Yes.
But while some people considered the white bikes just a publicity stunt, Luud was determined to make bike sharing a practical reality. 2 years later, he got himself elected to the city council and proposed buying and distributing 10,000 white bikes across Amsterdam. But while the other city councillors listened politely, they weren't impressed with the idea.
There was only one woman who voted also for this system. 43 people voted against my system.
So 43 against, 2 in favour. It wasn't a good ratio for you.
That was the case. And for the members of the town council, the future was of the cars and the bike was going out.
So Luud decided that if the councillors wanted cars, he'd give them cars in an electric car sharing scheme called, you guessed it, White Car or Witcar.
De Witcar die hier vertrekt van het nieuwe station bij de Koopmansbeurs.
It cost a lot of time to get permission from Amsterdam, but in 1974 the first station was opened by the Minister of Environment, and that was the start of this system on the street.
De wagen van het Witcar station en steekt de sleutel in het slot, waardoor de deur geopend kan worden.
Newsreel from the 1970s shows a young Luud demonstrating how to use one of the cars, which looks a little bit like a tall white golf cart. He uses a special key to unlock it and selects a destination using a rotary dial. The Vic cars are lined up and ready for use in one of the 5 charging stations that were built across the city. But the real leap in technology was that the whole system was computerized.
You come in with your key and you also reserve the place at your destination. We had in Amsterdam a Giro system that was organized with computers, and that was in 1974, a very new product.
Een computer controleert of er op de gekozen bestemming een parkeerplaats vrij is.
The Netherlands banks were not working on computers, but in Amsterdam there was a small finance system, and in their computer room, the Witkar computer was standing there, and every trip was paid by 10 cents a minute.
That's quite remarkable, really, isn't it, that we're talking about 1974. This was really state of the art, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
But while the Witkars had proved such a scheme could work, the Amsterdam project soon ran into trouble. It lacked the scale of investment needed, and only 5 charging stations were ever built. This meant all journeys had to end at one of those 5 places, not very convenient for the user. After 12 years in operation, the trustees voted to shut down the system in 1986.
The minimum size of such a system to run real must be at least 25 stations. And we were not coming further than 5 stations. That was our problem.
But Lude was now on the map as the brains behind vehicle sharing systems. And people wanting to create schemes in their own cities started visiting him. Less successful projects which followed included one in Denmark, where users could pay for bike hire by inserting a coin. But with no record of who had taken them, many bikes were never returned. But then, perhaps ironically, the bike share scheme got its biggest boost when it was taken up by the international advertising company JC Decaux. Since 2003, the company has launched nearly 30 city bike share schemes across Europe in return for licenses entitling it to billboard revenues.
It is crazy because they were not really interested in traffic. They were only interested to get places from the town where they can do their advertising.
Have you got a problem with that? You introduced this idea because you thought it would make the world a better place.
Yeah, it was not my call to support advertising. We were against consuming society. But to activate the bike was a good case. They do a start, a real start.
50 years after being branded crazy, Lude is enjoying the fact that millions of people now use car and bike sharing systems worldwide.
Now it is more common to share things, but 50 years ago it was completely a crazy idea.
Lude Schimmelpenning still believes vehicle sharing schemes are the answer to congestion and that the private car belongs outside of city centres. He's currently working on a 21st century version of Witkar called Witkar 2.
My colleague Janet Balder reporting from Amsterdam for the BBC's Witness programme.